The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, July 12, 2022. Cuba recalls this Tuesday the victims of the bomb attacks to two Havana hotels in 1997 as part of a terrorist escalation of anti-Cuban groups based in Miami. The explosion of bombs of the Capri Hotel and the Hotel Nacional de Cuba, both in El Vedado neighborhood, caused considerable material damages and loss of human lives during a series of terrorist attacks that lasted until September of that year. Among the victims of these incidents was Italian tourist Fabio Di Celmo, who died at an explosion in the lobby of the Copacabana Hotel on September 4, 1997, at the age of 32. Investigations by Cuban authorities led to the arrest of the perpetrators of those events and revealed that the Cuban-American National Foundation and notorious terrorist Luis Posada Carriles were responsible for those attacks. In May 2000, the Havana People's Provincial Court ruled on the demand of the Cuban people to the U.S. government for damages, which calculated the compensation payments to the Cubans at $181 billion. As a result of all these attacks, 3,478 Cubans have died, and 2,099 other people were maimed for life. The Cuban Center for Advanced Studies is working on the design of a test strip to detect viruses such as dengue, influenza, among other pathogens, an authorized source revealed. Yorexis Gonzalez, Director of Research, Specialized Services and Production of the entity, and Doctor in Physics in Advanced Materials in Nanotechnology, told Prensa Latina that the project began with the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine to also reveal the presence of other diseases such as Zika and Chikungunya. As he said, these developments come from the Nanobioformulations Laboratory and are part of a platform for the design of rapid response diagnostics for almost all viral agents. The facilities make them ideal to be in primary public health care. Along these same lines, the entity is working on the design of a biosensor for SARS-CoV-2, thanks to which the existence of the virus can be determined once a specific type of nanoparticle is added to the extracted RNA. Numerous displays of support for the Cuban Revolution took place in recent hours in Barcelona, with the phrase, "Let's break the blockade," dominating over the railings. Some 200 people participated in the activities, mainly representatives of the Houses of Friendship with Cuba, parties of the Catalan Left, social movements, and emigration associations. The main themes of the demonstrations were the rejection of the blockade imposed by the United States against Cuba and no interference in its internal affairs. Ana Ruiz from the House of Friendship with Cuba in Barcelona and Ana Posada from the José Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Catalonia read a statement at the culmination of the activities, which began on Sunday. Music, dances, and slogans reaffirming the support for the socialist cause and the repudiation of the desire to suffocate Cuba served to remember the first anniversary of the attempted soft coup on the island instigated and organized by the government of the United States. And in the international agenda, we have that China reported that it will hold a forum with the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, to share experiences and explore opportunities for cooperation in the fight against poverty and boosting economic development. The meeting will begin tomorrow and will bring together via video conference representatives of the local Ministry of Foreign Affairs, of the member countries of the bloc, and of the United Nations organization. Foundation. The exchange of knowledge on these topics will be promoted, and the challenges imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic will be analyzed during the debates in order to further advance the programs designed to this end. In August 2021, China and CELAC held a first meeting on the fight against poverty and development. It is expected that the forum will maintain an annual frequency and will broaden mutual understanding. Meanwhile, tour operators who traveled to Cuba under Melia's proposals showed their satisfaction for what they found on Cuba, a statement from the Spanish hotel chain informed. A week ago, Argentina's airlines resumed operations between Buenos Aires and Havana, which will contribute to the development of leisure travel. Tour operators and tourism professionals arrived on the inaugural flight to get a first-hand look at Cuba's renewed offers. For several days, the members of the group toured destinations like Varadero and Havana, where Melia has a large presence. Melia Cuba expressed its gratitude for the opportunity to collaborate with the various partners and press media that have already visited the facilities they manage in Cuba. The Iberian hotel firm reaffirmed its commitment to the new air connection provided by Argentina's airlines. Melia manages in Cuba more than 30 hotels in 9 cities and beach destinations throughout the country, the press release concluded. It was a report by Prensa Latina Radio in the voice of Hilda Gil. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.